curator Hannah Matthews, who was on not that long ago talking about a show at ACCA, but joins us today wearing a very different hat, rather than a curatorial hat, perhaps more a conservationist hat.
Advocate hat.
It's a very nice advocate hat you're wearing. Now, Hannah, the large mural painted by Melbourne artist Keith Haring in his one and only visit to Melbourne in 1984 is a bit of a Collingwood landmark.
True.
On the side of the old Northern Metropolitan Institute of TAFE.
Yeah, old Collingwood Tech.
Just down at next to the tote. It's not in the best nick, but it's an outdoor mural. These things slowly weather.
They do.
But what's the government's plans for it? I believe they want to repaint it entirely, so it looks like it's as fresh as the day it was painted.
No, actually not. I mean, the site itself, which is, as you said, next to the tote at 35 Johnson Street, has been earmarked for the new home of Circus Oz, which is fantastic because it's kind of laid in ruins for nearly a quarter of a century. So a lot of redevelopment is having to be done on the site in order for that to happen. And, of course, that means addressing the state of the mural, which is fantastic because it has received minor conservation work over, like, a decade ago, as I believe. But really, while it's been in the Victorian government's hands, has received no care, no ongoing care over this time since it was made. They are taking action, but the action they are taking is an approach that's a conservation project, which we understand will cost $1 million in taxpayers' money, and is a conservation approach that will basically stabilise the mural as it is in its present state, so in its faded, neglected, deteriorated state.
Yeah.
You know, the lines of the work are still very visible, but the colour is totally kind of bleached out. And there's a lot of damage to some of the paintwork as well. So the approach that the government is proposing, which will take place sort of hand-in-hand with the development of the site as the new home for Circus Oz, is to preserve it. I think that's probably the best working term for it. It's not to restore it back to its original sort of vibrancy or vitality. It is to kind of like put a pause on it as it is now so it doesn't disappear any further, basically.
To stop further decay, but
exactly.
Not to kind of repair it in any way.
No, it's not to be... Yeah, their approach is not to return it to its sort of original kind of presence, I suppose.
Now, what are the wishes of the Haring Foundation, which was established by Keith Haring before his death?
This is kind of my issue, and I guess this is where I put on the advocate hat, working as a contemporary art curator. I'm interested in the artist's wishes and intent very much. And Keith Haring died at 31 years of age of an HIV-related illness. He did have the foresight to establish a foundation, an estate in his name, which was to advocate for his interests and wishes. They're based in New York. They're actually still based in the Broadway studio where he worked for the last 10 years of his life. Their position is that the work should be repainted, returned at the original site to its original vitality and vibrancy, as Keith made it and gifted it to the people of Collingwood. And they have advocated, taken this position on a number of other murals that he painted throughout the world over the past 10, 15 years. The works that have been undertaken have been undertaken by signwriters, by some conservators in certain places. And, you know, there is varying kind of quality. Our proposition is that in this case, where the artist is not present but has had the foresight to kind of establish a foundation to speak on his behalf, that the wishes and the intent of the artist are the primary point for the argument. You know, if there's someone there speaking, if the artist is there, or there's someone on behalf of the artist to speak there and saying, actually, no, the artist wants this, this is the course of action that should be taken, we are happy to lend whatever advice we can towards that happening. I really do believe, I really strongly advocate and have been for the last 3 years now, that that is a primary kind of argument, that's a primary consideration. And I think for the Victorian government and for the more kind of conservative arm of the conservation body, to dismiss that as not important or of primary importance is very disappointing. Because what does that send, what message does that send for artists out there?
Well, I mean, it's hard enough for living artists to have to get respect for their work, let alone somebody who's...
Well, I mean, this is a man, like, you know, he's one of the major late 20th century artists, you know, and he came to Melbourne at the kind of height of his career, painted a number of murals, all of them except for the one at the Collingwood Tech and one in a kindergarten in Ivanhoe, I think. They're the last two remaining. And this one is large. It's a major mural. It's message, you know, this kind of idea about the digital age and technological age. It's still really relevant. And it's loved by the people of Collingwood.
So who's been advising the government that, and why have they decided to ignore the respects of the Haring Foundation?
I'm going to get myself beheaded in any future career. But look, Arts Victoria is managing the site, which is great. They're managing the move to Circus Oz into the site, and therefore it's come to their responsibility. And there's a conservation, you know, very highly esteemed and well-regarded conservation unit at the University of Melbourne who has advised on the proposed method for this kind of preservation. I have lobbied and have been successful in, you know, gathering together voices from the contemporary arts community, both in Australia and overseas, who have all written to Arts Victoria, basically outlining the same argument. You know, the rights and the intention and the wishes of the artists are primary. That's what should be the kind of main focus here in terms of any future care and plan for the mural. But again, those arguments really seem to have been dismissed in favour of a very conservative approach. And, I mean, not all conservatives agree with this approach. I know that there was a conference held in Canberra recently where a younger kind of generation, a more progressive kind of generation of conservatives was sort of saying, hey, that's kind of like very kind of old-fashioned patriarchal, this approach of just the original, preserving the artist's hand. The fact is, this work is made post-60s. It's made when conceptual art, the idea of the original, the reproduction, is really heavily contested and thought about. And so to take that approach of a kind of, you know, unique, autonomous art object that's kind of sitting in a collection somewhere is not relevant or appropriate to a public mural.
Yeah, I was thinking because the fact that, A, it's in a public space and, B, it's in an outdoor space.
Yeah.
So kind of hearing himself still alive, then presumably there is a very good chance he would have come back to retouch the work and
totally.
Restore it to his vision and his image of what it should be.
Totally. I was in New York last year and I visited with the Herring Foundation. I went to an exhibition at the New Museum of an artist called Brian Geisen, and there was an interview with Brian Geisen and Keith Herring. And I heard, you know, it was 2 hours long, but I heard this one snippet, which was basically Brian and Keith in a cab on the way to the airport looking at a very large, similar scale mural to the one we have in Collingwood. And Keith going, geez, if I was going to do another one of them, I'd just give it to a sign writer. You know, what is important with this image is it's the original image, not the original hand or touch of the artist. It's the image that's important. And many of his images were highly and widely reproduced through places like the pop shop that he started, where people could buy his images on badges and pop swatches and things. It's about the original image. It's about returning the intent and that vitality of the original image.
So I understand that time is running out to persuade the state government and Arts Victoria as to how they're going to act preserve or restore the mural. What can Triple R listeners do to help lobby the government to help influence Arts Victoria's decision?
What they can do, there's actually a campaign website that has been started. The web address is savemelbourneherringmural.com.au. Apologies, it is a mouthful.